This week in the Missouri Senate, we review new rules governing Missouri's boards and commissions.
I move that Senate Bill number 843 be taken up for perfection.
Senate Bill 843 was pre-filed on January 2nd, heard by the Missouri Senate Professional Registration Committee on February 5th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on April 5th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 11th, sent to the executive branch on May 18th, and signed into law on June 1st. During Missouri Senate discussion, sponsor, Senator Jeannie Riddle of Callaway County, told her colleagues Senate Bill 843 modifies the composition, duties, or repeals outright certain administrative boards, commissions, and councils.
Based on recommendations by the Task Force on Boards and Commissions that convened last year, I was a member of the task force, and we learned that many boards or commissions had never had members appointed, had already fulfilled their duties, could not meet because they couldn't get a quorum, or their duties did not require the governor to appoint the members, but their role was still important. Senate Bill 843 encompasses just a small part of the report, but we know to make these revisions, we have to take it one bite at a time, one step at a time.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur told the sponsor she has apprehensions with the proposal.
I still have the concerns, and I just want to bring those forward, and I think you know what they are. We've talked about that. On many of these boards and commissions, what we do is we have other departments appointing members, not the governor. They do not then include the advice and consent of the Senate. And I think that's an important part of our duty and our role in making sure that the appropriate people are put on these boards and commissions. So, as I told you, I'm not going to be supporting this.
In addition, this new law decreases the membership on the Missouri State Capitol Commission. The membership of the Missouri Military Preparedness and Enhancement Commission is modified. The membership of the State Historical Records Advisory Board is modified. The membership of the Missouri Board of Geographic Names is modified. The membership of a local records board is also modified. The expiration date for the Foster Care and Adoptive Parents Recruitment and Retention Fund and a tax refund checkoff to the fund are removed, and the administration of the fund is changed. Changes membership of the Secretary's Council on Library Development. The composition of the Missouri Women's Council is modified. The Missouri Area Health Education Center's Council is repealed. And the State Board of Health and State Board of Senior Services are consolidated into the newly created State Board of Health and Senior Services. Due to an emergency clause, Senate Bill 843 became law upon the governor's signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.